USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Republicans are praising the Supreme Court's ruling against affirmative action programs in college admissions. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said students will now be able to compete based on equal standards and individual merit. Democrats have criticized the ruling and say they want change now. Congressman Joaquin Castro says it's time to end legacy admissions to college.
For the Supreme Court to do away with affirmative action and at the same time allow these backdoor discriminatory policies to continue is shameful.
The former school resource officer Scott Peterson has been found not guilty on all counts for his response to the deadly school shooting at Parkland, Florida. Peterson said the verdict is good news for school officers.
Maybe they can breathe easier knowing, God forbid, if they ever went through something like this.
Peterson was the only armed officer at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School at the time of the 2018 massacre. He was accused of failing to take action to confront the gunman as shots rang out. Charges will not be filed in the deadly stampede at the Astroworld Music Festival. Thursday, a Houston grand jury decided against filing a criminal case for the 2021 tragedy that left 10 people dead. California Governor Gavin Newsom is doubling the number of state police officers in San Francisco as that city continues to try to put a stop to fentanyl dealing.
The move comes after Newsom deployed the California Highway Patrol to help the SFPD in an extra enforcement operation last month. Newsom is sending additional CHP officers and California National Guard members. I'm Dina Kodiak.
New York Congressman George Santos is due back in a courtroom on Long Island Friday. The Republican is set to appear in federal court after pleading not guilty to 13 charges, including wire fraud, money laundering, and making false statements to the House of Representatives. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Emotions are raw in Parkland, Florida, after former Marjory Stoneman Douglas School Resource Officer Scott Peterson was found not guilty on all charges. Parent Tony Montalto says he doesn't understand what's needed to find someone guilty in Broward County, Florida.
For our families, we still feel he should be haunted every day by his failure to act. I know that he contributed to the deaths.
After seeing the killer avoid the death penalty and the deputy who did not confront the killer be found not guilty, his faith in the U.S. justice system is shaken. The risk of your food getting you sick is back up to pre-pandemic levels.
The CDC says new data shows risk of contracting E. coli, salmonella, or other foodborne germs went up in 2022. The agency's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly report said to reduce contamination, we need collaboration among food growers, processors, retail stores, restaurants, and regulators. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is in Ukraine to meet with President Zelensky. He's the first Republican 2024 presidential candidate to meet with him. Pence has been vocal about his support for Ukraine, and the trip sends a firm message that he believes the U.S. should play a leading role in that country's fight against Russia. It also puts Pence in a unique position within his party, with 2024 frontrunner former President Trump having repeatedly praised Russian President Putin. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.